Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that the lantern that Diogenes left in Cedric's care has turned out to be worthless, possessing none of the powers of an Aladdin's lamp, three problems are confronting Lum and Abner. One, where is Cedric getting all his money? Two, why does the stranger, Mr. Adams, want to see Cedric? And three, should the old fellows keep their bargain with Cedric? That is, the bargain in which they traded a half interest in their store for a half interest in the so-called magic lantern. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library discussing these problems. Listen.
Another curious thing about Cedric is that this feller Adams keeps it. For goodness sakes, Abner, wake up. Abner, wake up.
Ha, 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 ha. Is our plane going over?
Of course not. There ain't no our planes, no place.
Oh, doggies. I could have swore I heard the motor of an our plane.
It was just you snoring. Now, stop going to sleep right while I'm talking to you. It ain't polite.
Well, I can't help it, Lum. I don't believe I can sit up all night long during the air raid warden's duty and then stay awake in the daytime, too.
Well, you just have to do it one night a week, Saul. And it's for a good cause, too. I don't believe you've heard a single word I've said to you this morning.
Yes, I have. You've saying something about Cedric. But, Lum, I don't think we ought to stay in partnerships with Cedric. All he gave us for a half interest in the store was a half interest in that lantern. We know now that it ain't no magic Aladdin's lamp.
Yeah, I know, but we...
Cedric himself said that weren't where he's getting all his money.
Well, that's the point right there, Abner. We might as well stay in partnerships with him till we find out where he is getting it.
Huh?
He's got some secret way of getting money, and we got to learn where it's at.
Well, I don't think we'll ever be able to make Cedric tell us nothing.
Well, we'll find out some way, then. That's why I want him around the store, where we can keep an eye on him.
Well, why ain't he down here, then? Doggies, if he was here, I could go on home and get some sleep.
No, forget about that, Abner. You can go to bed early tonight. Besides, we can't force Cedric to get here early in the morning, because he owns a half interest in the store. Me and you just owns a fourth each.
Yeah.
He told me himself that he wants to work short hours now.
Short hours?
He wants to quit at 3 p.m, like bankers does.
Well, we ain't going to let him get away with that, are we?
Of course we are. We don't want to make Cedric mad, no way. That boy's a gold mine. I don't know exactly how or why, but he's a gold mine.
Yeah.
Maybe that feller Adams has got something to do with it.
Adams?
Yeah, you know that stranger's been in town for a couple of days. One that keeps asking about Cedric.
Oh, yeah, him, yeah, I recollect him. Awful friendly feller.
Yeah, he's friendly enough, all right, but he's sort of peculiar, too.
Peculiar?
Yeah, he don't appear to have no particular business in Pine Ridge. Just sort of hangs around.
Yeah.
I figured at first that he was after that lantern dodge and he's left for Cedric. But now that we know the lantern ain't magic, that can't be it.
Well, reckon what he's doing here, then.
Well, here's what I think. I believe he's some kind of a secret deputy that Diogenes has sent here to keep an eye on things for him till he gets back.
Well, I thought Diogenes put you in charge of everything while he's gone.
Yeah, that's what he said, but I've been studying about that. I can see now that he never left nothing for me to actually be in charge of.
He never, huh?
Why, of course not. He wouldn't let me go back in the feed room and print up no pamphlets on his printing press, so I can't hand out none of them.
No.
And he never pinted me no deputy, so I can't make no reports on who's been kind and honest.
No.
So I can't do nothing about his $10,000 honesty contest.
Well, that's an awful easy job Diogenes give you. I can say that first.
It's an awful curious job. That's what I say about it. And I know this feller Adams has got something to do with it. And he's got something to do with Cedric, too, because that's who he's always wanting to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Fact is, he was in early this morning looking for Cedric.
He was.
Yeah. I told him Cedric could be down pretty soon, so he ought to be coming back here pretty quick.
Huh.
Wouldn't tell me exactly what he wanted with Cedric, just said he wanted to have a little talk with him. Private talk, he said.
I'd like to hear what they're going to talk about.
Granny, so would I.
I wished I was a little fly or something, and I could sit here and listen to every word they'd say.
Yeah, and then we'd know... Wait a minute. I believe you give me a idea there, Abner.
Huh?
Yes, sir. That's just what we'll do, Abner. We'll have you listen to him.
Yeah, Lom, I ain't no fly. I know you can't change me into one.
Of course not.
Well, I didn't think so, but I thought maybe you'd figured out something magic about that lantern after all. There's so much peculiar stuff going on around here, a feller can expect might not anything to happen.
Well, here's all we got to do. You hide behind the counter over there, and I'll tell him that you're out making the delivers for Mousy or something.
Delivers?
And then I'll leave, and you can eavesdrop on their conversation.
Yeah. Doggy, that's a good idea. Good for me for thinking it up.
Yeah, you better have a pencil and a grocery pad, too, so you can write down some of the important stuff they say. If you don't, you'll forget it. Or get it mixed up somehow.
I won't forget none of it.
Wish you could write it all down in shorthand.
Well, I'll get shorthand.
Yeah, that'd be the best way.
Man, I don't know, Lum. I believe both my hands are the same size.
Hands are the same size?
Yeah, just a minute, I'll measure them here.
Oh, I don't mean the size of your hands.
Both of them are just the same. Or wait a minute. Hey, Doggies, you're right, Lum. My left hand is a little bit shorter. Well, how did you know that?
I didn't.
Of course, I can't write very good with my left hand no longer.
I never said anything about left hand. I said shorthand.
Well, my left one is my short one. I'll try to write that away, but I don't much
Abner, use your right hand and forget I ever even mentioned. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric.
Huh?
And there comes Mr. Adams, too, right behind him.
He sure keeps a close eye on that Cedric, don't he?
Yeah, well, come on. Hurry up and get behind the counter.
Yeah, I'll get behind here right now, yeah.
And be awful quiet now.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe you better lay down and throw a couple of them sugar sacks over you so they'll be sure not see you.
That's a good idea. How's that?
That's all right. Mind out, though. Don't be talking. Be quiet. Well, wonderful world, Cedric.
Wonderful world. My good and faithful partnership.
How do you do, Mr. Adams? Wonderful world.
I beg your pardon?
I said wonderful world.
Oh, yes, yes. It is a wonderful world, Mr. Edwards. Yeah,
we all say that around here whenever we meet somebody.
Well.
I reckon you two fellas has met one another.
Well, not formally, but I introduced myself just now as we were coming in the store.
I'm Mr. Cedric Weehunt.
Yeah, we know that, Cedric. I'm sorry Abner ain't here, but he had to help Mousy with the delivers today. Fact is, I've got to go out and run some errands myself. So, I wonder if you'll watch the store for me, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'll watch everything.
Good. Me and Abner both will be gone quite a spell, so you fellas can talk just as loud as you want to and say anything private you got to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Not at all, not at all. I'll see you later on. So long.
So long, Mr. Edwards.
Bye, Mr. Lum.
Well, so you're Cedric Weehunt.
Yes, Mom, that's me.
Do you work here at the store?
Yes, Mom. See, we're all in partnerships in this thing here. Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner and Mr. Cedric. That last one's me.
Mm-hmm. All in together. Very interesting. Who's the head man here, the boss?
Well, I reckon Mr. Lum is.
You mean Mr. Edwards?
Yes, well, Mr. Lum and Mr. Edwards is both the same feller. That was him that just went out a minute ago.
Yes, yes.
He's generally the one that tells Mr. Abner and me what we ought to do and all.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Mr. Weehunt, has Mr. Edwards made any trips lately, like, well, let's say to Hot Springs?
Hot Springs? Oh, yes, Mom. Not long ago he went over there, taking a big package of pamphlets and delivered them to some feller over there.
Oh, pamphlets? Is that what was in the package?
Yes, Mom. They got stuff wrote in them about right living and stuff like that. Like, if a boy's good, he's a good boy or something.
Well, that's quite a profound message.
Yes, Mom, ain't it?
Has Mr. Edwards made any other trips like this?
Oh, yes, and lots of them. He's went to Fort Smith and Little Rock and to the county seat and I don't know where all.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Weehunt, have you ordered anything from a mail order house recently?
Oh, yes, Mom, a whole bunch of stuff. Why didn't you say so? Bicycle and saxophone, pinball machine. Have they came yet? Whereabouts are they?
I don't know, Mr. Weehunt.
Well, are you from the mail order house?
No. But tell me, Mr. Weehunt, where have you been getting all the money for these things you've been ordering?
Oh, I ain't supposed to tell, I don't think.
You're not? Who doesn't want you to tell?
Oh, it's a secret. I ain't going to tell you nothing. I can get all the money I want, though. I know that.
Yes, I imagine you can. Well, we won't discuss that any further today, Mr. Weehunt, but maybe we can have a little talk later on. Well, goodbye, Mr. Weehunt.
Goodbye, Mr. Adams. Wonderful world. Boy, I sure am getting to be an important feller since I got rich. How do you do, Mr. Weehunt? How are you, Mr. Weehunt? What can we do for you, Mr. Weehunt? Boy, that sounds good. Boy.
Well, did you and Mr. Adams have a nice talk, Cedric?
Oh, are you back already, Mr. Long?
Yeah, my errands never take me as long as I figured they would. You can run on home or someplace if you want to, Cedric. You work long enough for today, big business executive like you.
Oh, yes, Mom. Well, I reckon I had better knock off for the day. I want to go down and see if my pinball machines came anyway. I'll be back for work tomorrow, though. So long, Mr. Lum.
So long, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, wonderful world, Cedric. They're gone, Abner. Hurry up. Come on out and tell me what all they said. Abner, come on out. Did you get all they wrote down? Abner, can't you hear me? Granny's already noticed, isn't it? Abner, wake up. For goodness sakes, wake up.
Oh, what's the matter? Is our plane going over?
For goodness sakes.